Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, beloved, to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank God, beloved, for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. I thank God for another Lord's Day that God has brought us through. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. It is my prayer, beloved, that you have had a wonderful day in the Lord, and God empowered, enriched your services, and that, praise God, that the Lord just displayed himself in an awesome way in your services on today. Praise God. We do thank God for, amen, the word of the Lord. We are going back into the word of God. We're talking about now the fivefold ministry. Praise God. We began this on our last broadcast. We began talking about the apostle. We're going to continue that. Amen. On today. And so we just ask that you just gather around, praise God, and join us, amen, as we go into the word of the Lord. Praise God. Once again, amen, Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, and we do thank the Lord once again for all of you that have been listening into the broadcast. We thank God for you. We thank God for those that have touched base by way of email and even the calls that we have received from different ones. We just thank God for all of you supporting the broadcast, and we ask that you continue to pray for us, that we will continue to do the will of God, because it is our heart, beloved, to just obey God in all that he's asking us to do in this hour. Truly, God is moving by his Spirit, and it is my prayer that we see the power of God move in an unusual way. We want to see the Holy Ghost really empower, impact our services, our ministries, those that God has called to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many souls that are lost and dying every day. Praise God. And the Lord has commissioned us to go forth and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has given us a great calling and a great mission to complete. Praise the Lord. And we want to see that done. Amen. In this hour. And we know that the will of the Lord will be done. We're trusting that. Praise God. So we're going back into the word of God. Amen. We just ask that you get your Bibles. We're going to be reading our theme scripture for this segment of lessons is Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to take a little bit extra time, amen, to go in. But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for those that are tuned in. We thank you for every caller that's listening in on the broadcast. We thank you for those that are listening in by way of internet. And Lord, we just ask as we go into your word that you anoint your word, Father, that you bless this time of fellowship, this time of just breaking bread, Lord God. We thank you for this, this season. And we ask, Father God, that the will of the Lord will be done in us, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you, by your Spirit, will just come in and do a work in us and through us. Let your will be done, Father. We thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing. Lord, now we give this time over to you, Father. We say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going over to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to be reading beginning at verse 11 on down through verse 16. Praise God. The word of God says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, commissioned apostles. He commissioned prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, we need all of these ministry gifts in the body of Christ. Not just one, not just two, but all five. In order to see balance in the body of Christ, God has established an order Amen. And with that order comes various gifts, come various ministries, praise God. And when we see the order of God set in the church the way God desires, we will see a pure move of God. So God uses us, vessels, meet for his use. Amen. When we have been called to ministry, when we've submitted our life to God, and God calls us to ministry, he equips us, amen, for service. And then after the equipping, and when we get to a point of where it's time for us to move out, he will do that. He will instruct. He did this in the book of Acts. This is why this book is so important, because Jesus took time with the disciples to teach them, to impart into them, to instruct them. Amen. He watched, the disciples watched Jesus preach to the multitudes. They watched how he interacted with the people. But then there came a time, amen, when God said, all right, now I'm going to send you out. Praise God. He sent them out to preach. He sent them out to cast out devils and, amen, heal the sick, raise the dead, all these things. Praise God. And then after, amen, he died and rose from the dead. He once again recommissioned them. He told them, look, go to Jerusalem. Wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Wait for the promise. Amen. I promised you the Holy Ghost. Now go and wait. Amen. Until you're endued with power. Amen. And Jesus endues us with power so that we will be a witness, an effective witness of his. Praise God. So when we go out, amen, we're not proclaiming our own word. Praise the Lord. We're not proclaiming, amen, our own doctrine, our own teaching. We're proclaiming the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. As given by God, amen, under the unction of God. Praise God. And so we see here the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, praise God, for the perfecting, to complete, to make us whole. This is why we're given the word. Amen. This is why we're given, and we're given leaders, amen, to so that we can become perfected, amen, completed, mature, so that we can grow up, praise God, so that when we go forth in the gifts, amen, we will use them properly, praise God. We've been talking about the Holy Ghost. We've been talking about, amen, the gifts of the Spirit, and all these things should be in operation in the body of Christ, amen. But God has to teach us how to walk and how to act, amen. Even in the face of persecution, the apostles had to know how to conduct themselves. And so this is why, amen, we began talking about the character of the apostle. We're going back in that in a moment, praise God, because we just can't act any kind of way, amen, and carry the gospel. We can't live any kind of way and be effective in the kingdom of God. So it says, for the perfecting of the saints, listen, for the work of the ministry and for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ, till we all, this is very important, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Praise God. This is one of the things that Jesus, and I believe the Father, is wanting to see. He's wanting to see us come into unity, oneness, amen, in the body. Praise God. When we mind the same thing, when we gather, amen, for a service, no matter what type of service it is, that we're coming for the same purpose. Praise God. Whatever the agenda of God is, that should be our agenda. Whatever is on God's heart, we need to get in, tap into the Holy Ghost and find out, God, what are you wanting to do today? How do you want to move, Father? Praise God. And when we all get in that vein, we get in that flow of the Spirit of God, amen, then God is able to move. It's when we come together and we're divided. Praise God. We all have our own agendas and our own motives and, oh, my God, all of these things. But yet we want God to move, and he can't because we don't know what his heart is. And we need to know the heart of God, praise the Lord. So it says here, till we all come in the unity of the faith, oneness in belief and trusting in God, trusting in Jesus, praise the Lord, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. In other words, we must get to know Jesus, and we need to know really who he is. And every time we gather, beloved, praise the Lord, we can get to know the Lord a little bit more. Praise God. Of course, we have our private times. We have our times where, praise God, we fellowship with God, we commune with Him, we pray. But when we come corporately, amen, we can know God on another level, praise God. Praise God in a new way, if you will, in a fresh way, where He can come and tabernacle with us corporately and give us what we need, praise God, to go out, amen, and then do the work when we're at home, when we're on our jobs, praise God, when we're in our cars or wherever we are, praise God. The work of God can still go on, but we must get to know Jesus, not just of Him, but we need to know who He is, praise the Lord. That comes with fellowship, relationship, praise God. We must have our own intimate, personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. Paul said, you know, he never wanted to be a castaway. He said, I can preach and do all these things and then end up being a castaway. But I believe that Paul knew the Lord in such a way. He had a firm relationship with God. He never lost sight that he needed God for himself. Praise the Lord. And we have to have God in our lives. Amen. For ourselves. We need to know Him. Praise God. We need to know who He is. What makes Him, what's His heartbeat? What makes God tick? Come on. Amen. We can know God that way. Amen. We can know Him friend to friend. Praise the Lord. We need to know God. Amen. In the midnight hour. Praise the Lord. When nobody's around. Praise God. We need to be able to call on Him and have Him answer before you even finish speaking. Praise the Lord. That when we begin to pray, oh my God, the presence of God will come immediately. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how close we need to stay in the presence of God. Amen. That at any moment we can tap into the power of God and have Him meet us right at the point of our need. Praise the Lord. And then it says, unto a perfect man. That simply means mature, complete, whole. Amen. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We can have God in fullness. We need the Holy Ghost in fullness. Praise the Lord. Not just a piece, not just a fragment, but we need God in this hour in fullness. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. This is why, praise the Lord, the fivefold ministry, again, is so important, praise the Lord, because it brings balance. You'll have a fiery evangelist come in, and amen, and it will get us going, praise God. But then the pastor will come along, and he'll slow us down. Amen. He'll say, wait a minute, now let me just take you here and let you see this, praise God. And then you have the teacher that will come and expound the word, praise the Lord. And then you have the prophet, amen, that will speak the oracles of God. Amen. And then you have the apostle that will set the order, that will keep things in line. Praise the Lord. So you have a hand, if you will, praise God, that will keep us in balance. Anything that's lopsided, praise God, that's top heavy is not going to be secure. So God wants us secure in Him. And this is why we have all these ministries in the body of Christ to make us whole. Praise God that we don't be tossed to and fro and then carried about with every wind of doctrine. Every little thing we hear, we're running with it. Praise the Lord. That's why sometimes even in ministry, as we're being trained, praise God, sometimes evangelists want to take off too fast. Amen. They're not ready. And the pastor say, no, I don't want you to go over to that church and preach. You don't really know what's going on over there. You just know that you've been called and you feel God, and that's all good, but you may not be able to handle what's going on in that place just yet. And so sometimes, you know, it takes someone that has a little bit more wisdom and say, no, you can't do this, but I'll give you this space to do this over here. Amen. And if we surrender and we submit to that, praise God, amen, and we just wait a little bit, praise God, your time will come. Amen. That's what it means, waiting on your ministry. Praise the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Praise God. Don't jump high, but let God do in you what needs to be done, that when you do go, you will be able to handle what's going on. You'll be able to hear God and know how to minister, know how to flow in the Spirit of God. Amen. So this says that ye henceforth be no more children, amen, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men. Oh, my God. I mean, we have to be careful sometimes, because even as leaders, as preachers, amen, we can say things, and if people really have a lot of faith in us, praise God, we can just say anything and they'll believe it. Amen. But it takes the Holy Ghost to get down in there and decipher, is that from God? Is that from the man? Is that coming from, where is it coming from? Praise God. So we can't just run with everything that we hear. Amen. We must know God. Amen. We must know his voice. The Bible says, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and another they'll not follow. Praise God. So it says, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, agape, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise God. Jesus is our Lord. He's our head. Praise the Lord. And we're to grow up into him. Amen. We're to grow up. Praise God. We can't stay children and babes and stay on milk and expect to be effective. We've got to grow up now. The body of Christ has to mature. Praise God. We're in an area now. We're in the last days. And the Lord is dealing with the body as a whole. He's dealing with the church. Praise the Lord. Because he's trying to get us where he really wants us to be. Amen. Praise God. And then it says, from whom the whole body, listen, fitly joined together, my God, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Oh, my God. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So when the body is in position and in line and joined together fitly, every part is working in unity, you will see God move in a way, amen, that we've not seen in a long time. We see moves of God all the time. We see the Lord come in our services, amen. We go to conferences and all of these things, and we see the Lord move, praise God, not taking away from that. But God wants to move in an even greater way in the body. Amen. He wants the body to be joined fitly, tightly. Praise God that each part can feel the other. Amen. And not striving against one another, but striving with one another. When we get together, praise God, and we're minding the same thing. Oh, my God, we're coming for the same purpose. Lord, when Peter was in prison, amen, I think it was James that had gotten killed, amen, and they were going to kill Peter, amen, the people gathered and prayed. They prayed for Peter to be delivered. They gathered for one mind, and that was to see the man of God set free. And God did just that, praise God. Amen, so much so that when he arrived at the house, they didn't believe that he was out there. Praise the Lord. But God did what the people of God answered the prayers. Praise God. And so when we come together, amen, when there's a need in the body, praise the Lord. When someone is in trouble, praise God, and we come together to pray, amen, we believe that God is going to answer prayer. So if my sister's in trouble or my brother's in trouble or whoever it is in trouble, praise the Lord. And, amen, God has put me in the way to know that, praise God, then I have a responsibility to pray, praise the Lord. And so we have a responsibility, amen, to pray for one another, praise God, to encourage one another. This is why, amen, God has given these gifts, amen, so that we will be mature, so that we'll grow up, praise God, because God wants us to go back with him. He is waiting for his body. He's waiting for us, praise the Lord. Amen. And there is coming a time when the Father will say to the Son, go get my children, amen, and we want to be ready, praise the Lord. But until then, we must occupy until he comes, praise the Lord. And so this teaching is so powerful today because God is just wanting to reaffirm to us, amen, that he's equipped us, he's equipping us, praise God, so that we can go forward and we can do the work of the Lord, praise God. Now we're going to go back and talk about, amen, some of the characteristics or apostolic character, praise God. And as I said on the last broadcast, this is not just for apostles, but this is just for people of God across the board. Amen. We must walk in these things that I'm going to talk about today. We must allow the Lord to build us up and give us what we need so that the ministry's not blamed. Amen. So that a reproach doesn't come. All of these things we must keep out of the body. And this is why God is refining. Amen. This is why he is remaking. Praise God. This is why sometimes he's got to put some down, raise others up. All of these shiftings is going on. Change is going on. Amen. There's much change in the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. And it's all because of what God is wanting to do in the body. Praise the Lord. And so sometimes, amen, he has to change. He has to, amen, put us in different arenas or different positions. If something's not working on the left, he may switch. Amen. The ones on the right, he may say, go to the left. The one on the left, say, look, you're going to go over there. Praise God. Because the work has to get done. Praise the Lord. So we're going over to 2 Corinthians, amen, and we're going to go to chapter 6, and we're going to go back and read verses 3 and 4 again, and on down some of the scriptures in this particular chapter, amen. You're listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, amen. We're doing a teaching on the fivefold ministry. This is part 2. We thank God for all of you that are listening, amen, to the broadcast. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6 and 3. It says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. And I'm going to drop down to 6 because it also says there, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. First word I want to talk about dealing with apostolic character is pure. We must be pure. We must be clean. We must be blameless. Amen. We must be free from anything that would taint or impair us, anything that would hinder the anointing from flowing freely in our lives. Our character must not have any flaws. Our lives has to be surrendered to God, holy. Praise God. Amen. Also, we must be free from sin, guilt, and also to be blameless. This is what the word pure means. God wants us to walk in pureness. Amen. This is one of the traits of good character, of godly character. This is really what we're talking about, godly character on today. Praise God. Then we must be righteous. And part of the armor deals with the breastplate of righteousness. Praise God. And so when you have on the breastplate of righteousness, amen, it covers those vital organs that can get damaged. And one of the areas that is most susceptible to damage is our heart. Amen. When you get wounded in your heart, that goes deep. Amen. And it can infester, it can infect. Praise God. Because out of the heart, amen, the blood, a natural heart, the blood flows and it goes all throughout the body. So if that blood becomes contaminated, it's going to contaminate every facet of that body. So when our heart gets wounded, amen, we run the risk of really getting into trouble. So when we put on that breastplate of righteousness, right living, right standing with God, with a mind to live right, live holy, to love no matter what happens, praise the Lord, even when things go wrong, praise God, we still have to love. We have to walk in love. We have to choose to love. Amen. Sometimes we have to take down. Amen. Even when you know you haven't done anything wrong, but you must be willing to take down. Praise the Lord. Because God will right whatever's wrong, but we have to learn to give these things over to God. Amen. So we must have righteousness. Amen. Righteousness will protect from slander and reproach of the devil. Even when the enemy comes with vicious things, when you know you're living right and you stay surrendered to God, you just stay under the hand of God. You allow God to do what needs to be done. Praise God. And if things come up in your heart, amen, that's not right, and you see it, amen, get it right. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask him to cleanse. Ask him to deliver. Ask him to set you free. He will do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, listen, apostolic character is a defense against the false accusations of the enemy. We must give no place to the devil, no place at all. Praise God. Even when you become angry, amen, all of these things will hit you at some point. When you see it, you must deal with it. Don't sweep it under the rug. Don't make out like it's not there. Deal with it. Praise God. That's one of the things over the last few months that I've had to deal with because of being provoked. Amen. All these different things. Praise God. But one thing about it, when you see it, you got to deal with it. Amen. Deal with it for the way it is and ask the Lord, God, now this is a problem. I need you to help me. I need to be set free. Praise God. Because he whom the Son set free is free indeed. We must allow God, amen, to come in. If it comes up, it's got to come out. Praise God. If it's there, it's got to come on out. Praise the Lord. We want to be clean. We want to be whole. Praise God. We don't want any doors open that the enemy can use. Praise God. So God is dealing in these secret places, places that nobody can see. Amen. Nobody but God and the Holy Ghost. But when you really begin to see God, the Holy Ghost is going to go in those doors, go in those areas, go in those crevices, go in those cracks. Amen. Where nobody can see. Sometimes we don't even realize what's there. But when it comes up, it's there. Realize it. Recognize it. Amen. But then ask God, amen, to do the work in you that needs to be done. So we don't want to give any place to the enemy. Praise God. Now listen, righteous means, it also means to act in a just, upright manner. In other words, simply do what's right. Praise God. Do the right thing. One of the things that the Lord tells me a lot is, Deb, a lot of times you want to do things and you want to act certain ways because other people do it, but you can't do it. I won't allow you to do it. Praise God. You can't do what other people do. You can't walk in those ways. And you may want to, but you know it's not right. Praise God. Now, that's what he tells me. That's how he talks to me. Amen. And then I have to say, okay, Lord, will you help me? Because I want you to help me. I really need you to help me in that area. And he will do that. He does it. Praise God. So some of you right now, you're wanting to defend yourself. You're wanting to get the word, your word in. You want to make sure that your stand is heard. Praise God. And God is saying, hold your peace. Let me fight the battle. Praise God, if you're in the midst of a battle right now, you really know, amen, you just got to say what you got to say. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord is saying, hold your peace. Hold up. Hold up. Just wait a minute. Let me help you. Praise God. We have to allow God to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something, beloved. If you don't, amen, you're going to go back through it again. You're going to go back through it until you go through it. Oh, my. And we don't want to repeat things. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to repeat a test. If I'm going through a test, I want to pass it so I can keep moving. But if you fail, you're going to go back again. You're going to go back again, and you're going to go back again. Come on now, until you pass it. Praise God. That's the way it is with God, just like it is in the natural. Amen. So allow the Lord to walk you through. If you have to slow down, slow all the way down, almost to a snail's pace so that you can get through it. Sometimes it's moment by moment. It's inch by inch. Second by second. But you can make it through it. Praise the Lord. Everything will not happen like a Speedy Gonzales. Some things you've got to endure. You've got to walk through it. Praise God, because in walking through, you're getting the experience that you need so that when you come through on the other side, you will get all of what God wants you to have, but then you'll be effective because you'll be able to help someone else. Praise God. And you won't be susceptible to fall, praise God, in that area, but you'll be able to withstand. God wants us to stand and then withstand. Praise God. But when we give in and we fall, then that means something is there that we're not quite made in. And the Lord said, I got to take you back again. Praise the Lord. God wants us to be made fully after the image of Christ. Praise God. So we must do what's right. Praise God. Now that's righteousness. Praise the Lord. Now let's read 1 John chapter 3. In verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 3 and 7. It simply says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And we know Jesus is a right God. He's righteous. Praise God. So if you put this to practice, you will live right. Amen. You'll do the right thing. Praise God. You won't want to do what's wrong. Praise God. Because the more you do it, the more you know, okay, Father, I want to walk pleasing to you. Amen. I want to do the things that you want me to do. I want to do right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we must have long suffering. We must suffer long at times. We must have patience. And the word long suffering means to forbear. It means to have fortitude. Praise God. It means to persevere. Amen. It means to endure. Now, fortitude is strength to bear misfortune. It's strength to bear the negative, if you will. I'll just put it like that. It's strength to bear the thing that some people will say, how can you do that? How is it that you can stand in the midst of that? It's because of long suffering. It's because of fortitude. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it means to have that strength to bear it calmly, patiently, and with courage. Courage that comes from God. Amen. This is why the Lord will encourage us in the midst of a dark place or a place that we may not quite know how to handle. But he will send encouragement. He will send reinforcement. Praise God. I'm sure that when the apostles went through all those sufferings and persecutions, when Paul and Silas found themselves in prison, amen, and the Bible says at midnight they began to praise God, I believe because God began to encourage them. God began to let them know that he was right there with them. And the more they praised God, it began to shake the very earth. Oh, my God, their praise was so powerful that it literally brought about an earthquake. Thank you, Jesus, because they praised the Lord. They gave God the glory. They began to magnify the Lord. They got caught up in the Holy Ghost in the jail. Praise God, right in the midnight hour when they were hurting the most, when they felt so all alone. They felt like there was nobody there, but they knew God was there. Hallelujah. So God had to visit the jail. Oh, my God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Shook the prison bars, amen, and loosed them right there in the prison. Praise God. They didn't run out, amen. They did not leave. They stayed right where they were. But God freed them in the midst of their going through, of their time of trial, of their time of pain, when their back was laid open, an infection had laid in their back. Praise the Lord. They praised God. They gave him glory. They gave him honor. They magnified the Lord. I'm sure they probably said, God, if you don't deliver us, we're still going to praise you. We're still going to thank you. We're still going to give you glory. Praise the Lord. And God came in such a mighty, mighty way that the jailer got delivered, got saved. Praise the Lord. Came in. Praise the Lord. Ministered to Paul. Amen. Ministered to Silas. Praise God. And then his household was saved. Sometimes, amen, what we go through is for somebody else. It's to help someone else, to let them know God will see you through no matter where you find yourself or what you find yourself going through. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, fortitude, strength to bear misfortune, amen, and to do it calmly, patiently, and with courage. Mm-hmm. Endurance is the ability to last. So when you can endure a thing, you will last. You will see it all the way through. Amen. The Bible says that he that endures until the end will be saved. Praise God. The race isn't given to the one that starts it and doesn't finish it. Amen. The race is given to the one that endures until the end. Amen. When you start in a natural race, amen, your mind is to get to the goal and be the first one there, because the first one will receive the prize. Praise God. But you got to continue all the way through that race. Amen. You got to press through that race. Amen. You got to jump those hurdles. You got to grab that baton. Oh, my God. And then you got to set your sight on the goal. And you cannot turn your eye away from the goal. You must keep pressing. You must keep running. Praise the Lord. You must keep your eye on the goal in order to reach the finish line. Praise the Lord. So that's endurance. It means to the ability to last, to continue. Keep on going. Stop saying, I'm going to quit. Stop saying, I'm going to give up. You got to continue. So those negative words should not even be in our vocabulary. A true apostle has to continue. He or she cannot get in the middle of the race and say, I quit. You've got to continue on. Amen. It's the ability to stand pain, distress, and fatigue. There are times where you become so fatigued. I'm sure the apostles got tired. Amen. Those beatings and those stonings and all that they took, praise God. And even in their bodies when they got sick, they became fatigued. Praise God. And that will give you the mindset to say, I'm not going to Bible study tonight. I'm not going to service today. I'm tired. I'm fatigued. Praise God. The pressures of life this week have just caught up with me so. Praise God. But you can't quit. You cannot stop. We must continue on. Praise the Lord. Then we must have patience. This is the will or the ability to wait or endure without complaint. Amen. When you wait on the Lord, the Bible says he will renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and you won't be weary. You'll walk and you will not faint. Praise God. But sometimes we have to wait it out. Things that we go through and we ask God for answers, when just because the answer does not come does not mean it will not come. But some things we have to wait on. Praise God. But we have to have that endurance and we can't complain. What happened to Israel when they complained and murmured? God did not like that. Amen. He sent plagues. He sent all kind of stuff because they begin to murmur. They begin to grumble. They begin to complain. Don't do that. You open the door for the enemy to attack you with your just by what you're saying. Praise God. If you're starting a work, you're planning a work, and it looks like now, you know, nothing is working right, nothing's going right, but you yet know the anointing is there, praise God, then you must endure. Stick it out. Don't give up now. Don't drop the ball. Continue to run. Continue to do what the Lord has told you to do. Praise God. Be steady. Be steady. Praise God. Keep a steady pace. Be steady. Even if you got to stop and you're just standing, but you're steady. You're not going back. Don't go back. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Keep looking toward Jesus. He's the author and he is the finisher of your faith. Keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Work out that work that God has given you. Plow it out. Plow up the ground. Keep doing your Bible study. Keep praying. Keep seeking the face of God. Keep fasting. Amen. Don't stop. Praise the Lord. Now, it also means to persevere, to continue in the course of action in spite of difficulty and opposition. Just because opposition comes does not mean God is not in it. Opposition will come. When we begin to do the will of God, opposition will come. Praise the Lord. I mean, the enemy will throw all kinds of stuff at us. That does not mean God is saying, don't do that. Praise God. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know the voice of the Lord. And you've got to be assured that what he's told you, praise God, he's validated, he's confirmed, and then you must walk it out. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And finally, it means to be cheerful and hopeful. All that is wrapped up in patience, praise God. Now listen, long-suffering gives an apostle the ability to overcome spiritual resistance and opposition. Patience is a seal that validates a person's spiritual authenticity. This is necessary in order to be able to finish your race or your course. Without it, you will not be able to endure hardship. You've got to be able to bear long. Amen. We must be able to suffer long. Praise God. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to do this, but you can do it. With God, all things are possible. Remember that. With God, all things are possible. With him, you must walk with Jesus. Amen. You must depend on him, rely on him, trust him. Trust him with everything. Pray about everything. Praise God. Don't make a decision without the Lord. Amen. Don't make a turn without God turning and directing you to turn. If he ain't told you to turn, don't turn. Praise God. Obey the Lord. Kindness. We must be kind. This means to be useful, to have an excellent to have excellence in character or demeanor, to be gentle and good. Mm-hmm. It also means to be sympathetic, friendly, gentle, tenderhearted, generous, and cordial. Mm-hmm. One who is gentle is not violent, harsh, or rough. When we begin to see these things, when we see ourselves getting sharp or short, you have to check your attitude, find out why you're harsh, why your tongue is so brassy. When you hear it and you can hear these things, amen, stop and ask the Lord, why am I like this? What is it, Lord? Amen. And believe me, he'll let you know why. You've got to flush that out. Amen. You cannot walk in those things. Praise God. All of these areas the Lord deals with us in, and we have to let the Lord deal with us. Amen. In these areas. Praise the Lord. Kindness is the way an apostle relates to others. Kindness is a characteristic of love. And when you read 1 Corinthians 13, and we're going to go through that, we're going to talk about some of these traits of love just in a moment. Love is a bond of perfectness or wholeness. Many leaders claiming apostleship are rude and unkind. There's no excuse for being unkind in ministry. Amen. I've seen it. I've seen leaders and seen them be brassy and harsh and just strike you in a minute, don't care. You know, with no love, we have to be careful. We have to be seasoned with love. Everything we do has to be seasoned with love. And 2 Corinthians 6:6 talks about that. Praise God. And I want to read that verse one more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, verse 6, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, we just talked about that, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, and by love unfeigned, pure love. We must walk in the love of God. Everything you do has to be seasoned in love. Everything. Everything we do. Praise God. I mean, you can have all kinds of gifts, but if it's not seasoned with love, you're just making a lot of noise. And you're not going to have any fruit. You're not going to be effective. You're not going to get anywhere. Praise God, you'll start a thing and it won't come to fruition. We must have love. Praise God. Everything we do, we must be seasoned in the love of God. Praise God. One of the things years ago, my pastor taught on love, and I watched her go through some really hard things, and I was like, how in the world can she take this and love these folk? But she did it because she said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, Jesus. The Bible says that God said that in his word. And so we must walk in love. It's not what people do to us. It's how we react to what they do. And then when we feel a certain way or thoughts come, check those thoughts. Bring those thoughts into captivity. Find out where they're coming from. Praise God. And then you can know what to do with it. Praise God. Sometimes things have happened, amen, in my own life and thoughts and different things. And I just learned to stop and say, wait a minute, where is that coming from? Is that me? Okay, Deb, you got to deal with that. Is it the devil? Okay, deal with it. Praise God. Where is it coming from? Find out where it's coming from. And then ask the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you how to deal with it. He will. Praise the Lord. He's faithful. God is faithful to his word. Amen. Okay. So we just read 2 Corinthians 6:6. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about love. Don't pretend to love someone when you know you don't. Don't tell people, I love you. No, you don't. When you know you can't, you don't like them, you ain't praying for them, don't even say it. Be real. We must be real. Praise God. Be real. Be genuine. Don't be fake. Don't be a phony. I can't fake. Praise God. I can't do it. Amen. The real me will show. Praise God. Don't fake. Just be real. If you're upset about something, you're upset about it. If you don't like a thing, you don't like it. But the thing is that deal with it. Praise God. Be honest. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love, it must be genuine, and it must be sincere. Mm-hmm. And that's what unfeigned is, pure. Real, genuine, sincere. It's the real stamp. Amen. It ain't a fake. It's not a carbon copy. Praise God. You can't copy love. You got to walk in it. You can't copy somebody else, what somebody else does, and even their lingo. Amen. It's got to be in your heart. Praise God. Because what's in your heart will come out. Praise the Lord. So apostles cannot be pretentious in the area of love. Amen. You got to be real. Praise the Lord. Now, some traits of love taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I encourage you to read this chapter. Amen. The Bible says charity suffers long, is very patient and very kind. Sometimes we have to bear as pastors and leaders. We have to bear with people. And as a shepherd, you have to walk with them and bear long with them and be willing to counsel, be willing to pray. Praise the Lord. Many times people will call us and I get up and I pray with folk and I'll labor with them because that's what God has called us to do. A real shepherd, a real minister of God will have that compassion. Amen, to reach out, praise the Lord, to minister to that one. Amen, and God will tell you how far to go. Amen, the Holy Ghost will let you know exactly what to do, but we got to be willing to be there for people. If you're a minister, amen, you can't just say, oh, I'll just do this, but you're on your own. No, you got to love God. You got to have true compassion, amen, for souls. Amen. You got to have that compassion. If you don't have that compassion, you can't effectively minister. Amen. Not just apostles, any minister of the gospel. You've got to have compassion. It's got to come from God. You've got to have a heart for people, and you've got to love people. Amen. Not only that, you got to have a heart to deal with people. There are some people that just don't want to deal with people. You can't minister like that. You can minister to a certain degree, and then you're going to cut off. Praise God. But we've got to be able to minister to all types of people. Praise the Lord. God didn't just call me to a certain few or just a certain one. Amen. He called me to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. So if someone calls and the Lord says, pray, I'm going to pray. Amen. We've got to be willing to do the work of the ministry. Praise God. Now, charity envies not, never boils over with jealousy. Praise God. If you have a problem with jealousy as a minister or an apostle, you got to get that taken care of. Praise God. I have no reason to be jealous of my brothers or my sisters. Praise God. There is enough work for all of us to do. My late mentor, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, she used to say that all the time. There's enough for all of us to do. We don't have to be stumbling over one another. The harvest is ripe, plenteous. There's so many souls out there to reach. We're still not reaching. Amen. But we're stumbling and bumbling over one another. We don't have to do that. If we each stay in our lane and just do the work of the ministry, amen, we'll all be edified. Praise God. We'll all be encouraged. And we'll all be built up. Praise the Lord. Charity vaunts not itself. It's not anxious to impress. You got to know who you are in God. Praise God. You don't have to impress anybody. Makes no parade and it's not boastful. Amen. Real love will work and retire. Amen. So when I do a thing, I do it because God said it and I move right on. Amen. Not looking for anything, not looking for my name to be exalted or any of that, but we got to stay humble. And everything we do, stay humble. Praise the Lord. Charity is not puffed up. It's not arrogant, not prideful. It's not conceited, and it doesn't put on any airs. Praise the Lord. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. It's not rude, and it doesn't act in an unmannerly fashion. We're talking about love. These are traits that we all have to have. Praise God. This is true charity, true love. Charity seeks not her own. It's not selfish, does not insist on its own way. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It can't be my way. It's got to be God's way. Praise God. That's why we have to stay in the vein of God, and we've got to stay in the flow of the Spirit. Even as leaders, apostles must, amen, stay where you can hear God and do only what God wants you to do. Don't do no more, no less. Obey the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Charity is not easily provoked, not quick to take offense. Praise God. We have to be careful about offenses because offenses will stop you right in your tracks. When you get offended, amen, I got corrected on a thing. A couple months ago, my leader corrected me and chastised me on an area because I was wrong. Amen. And I took the correction. I didn't get offended. I told her, I said, thank you. I said, I appreciate it. All I want to do is what the Lord wants. but I was wrong, and she told me. Praise God. So you got to be able to take correction. Don't get offended. Amen. You know, we all need someone to be accountable to. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. You must be accountable. Praise the Lord. Amen. You must, amen, your ministry must be able to be judged by others. Praise the Lord. Never get out there and think that you can't be accountable to someone else, because when you get there, you're in trouble. Praise God. Charity thinks no evil, does not keep account of evil. You don't keep a record of this one did me wrong, that one did me wrong, the other one did me wrong. Don't keep accounts. Don't keep those kind of accounts. We keep close accounts with God. We stay open with Him. Praise God. We stay where God can, amen, deal with us, and He searches us, and He, all of these things. But don't keep account of those that offend you or those that hurt you. Amen. Don't do that. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to release. Be quick to love. Amen. On a personal level, amen, in your home, among your family. Praise God. Sometimes the ones that will hurt us the most or hit us the most is our family. But we have to still stay in a place where we love. We have to walk in love. We choose to love. Praise God. And when you release someone, you let them go. You let it go. You don't bring it up. You keep going. You keep moving. Praise God. And healing will come when you do that. Healing is taking place in our lives because we're choosing to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Praise God. Charity rejoices not in iniquity. It does not take pleasure in wrongdoing. When others are caught up in wrong, we don't rejoice over that. When something happens to my brother or my sister, it's grievous. We are to pray for one another. We're to love one another. Praise God. Because if not for the grace of God, you could be in the same situation or worse. Never think that you're better than somebody else because of where someone finds himself. Never think that. Because, beloved, something will hit you where God will say, look at where you are. Praise God. So we must keep a fresh heart, amen, and be willing to pray for those, amen, that find themselves in situations or whatever the case may be. Praise God. Pray for your brothers and your sister. Charity rejoices in truth, always glad when truth prevails. Praise God. Charity bears all things. In other words, there's no limit to endurance. We must endure. Praise God. Bears up under anything. This is true love. Praise God. Charity believes all things, always eager to believe the best. Praise God. Charity hopes all things, hopes under all circumstances. Amen. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. You've got that hope within you. Amen. You never let go of that. Praise God. If you're praying for that loved one, you're praying for that husband, you're praying for that wife, you hope for the best. You keep hoping. You keep believing. You keep trusting. You keep looking to God. You keep believing God. You keep praising God. You keep proclaiming the word of the Lord. Amen. Proclaim the word of God. Decree the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then charity endures all things. Is ever patient. Praise God. Endurance. Amen. So a charity or love gives the apostle the ability to endure betrayal. This is very, very important. Hurts, disappointments, persecutions, afflictions, and all tests and trials. When your love is perfect in God and complete, you can endure. I believe the apostles endured because they had a love for God. Amen. Your love has got to be right. My love has to be right. Amen. Because these things will happen. All of these things will take place. You can think you have a friend, and that very friend that you think you have, amen, at the same time almost will stab you and turn and stab you right in the back. Praise God. But you still got to love that person. You've got to forgive them. You've got to love them. Amen. And you've got to go on. Praise the Lord. So love is a part of apostolic character that will cause the apostle to make great sacrifices. Love gives the ability to bear up under any circumstance and pressure. God's love will cause you to be able to bear up, amen, and be able to go on, and be able to go on in pureness, in righteousness, in hope, in joy, in faith, in confidence in God, all of this, talking about the gifts and even the fruit of the Spirit, all of this is seated in love, praise God, and we must have these things in our lives, amen, in order to be effective, amen, in order to go on, praise God, in the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to go over one other thing, amen, and that's goodness. Ephesians 5 and 9, let me read that real quick, praise God, Ephesians 5 and 9. It says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Praise God. Goodness is means to possess the quality of being kind or doing good. It is a charitable act or a generous gift. Goodness is associated with giving. Goodness is connected to good works. Amen. And we can give all types of things. Praise God. Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Ghost and faith. He was sent from Jerusalem to give input to the new church that was in Antioch. He was a giving man, which is part of apostolic character. Amen. So we must have goodness within us, and this is a giving heart. Amen. We must be willing to give. Praise God. Give in not just money, but time, your talent. Amen. There are gifts that we have. We can help others with the gifts that God has given us. Why not share it? Praise God. And don't give to receive. Give because when you give, you're going to receive. Praise God. It's a given. When you give, you're going to receive back. Praise God, especially when you give it out of a good heart. Praise God. So we want to be givers. Amen. We want to be good in all that we do. Praise God. And do it for no other reason but to glorify God. Amen. Out of a pure motive. Watch your motives. Watch your motives of what you do. Praise God. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We thank God for this teaching today. Amen. We're talking about the fivefold ministry, gifting, amen, in the body of Christ, particularly the apostle. Praise God. And we're going to continue this teaching on our next broadcast. Amen. But I want to have a word of prayer at this time. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for this rich word, God. And Lord, all of these traits, Lord, we want to possess them in us. We want to walk in your love. We want to walk in goodness, and we want to walk in meekness, and we want to walk in pureness, Father God, in sincerity, in integrity, and excellence. We want to have these traits in us, Father, that you may be glorified. So, Father, I pray for those listening now. I pray that you will encourage every apostle, encourage every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, and every teacher. Father God, encourage your people. Encourage your men servants, women servants, lay members, psalmists, every facet of ministry. Don't leave anybody out, God. God, I want you to continue to stir up the gifts that's on the inside. Stir up your body, Father God. Keep us in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Keep us seeking you, Father. Keep us pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Keep us, God, with a mind and a heart to serve you and please you in all that you're calling, Father God. In all that we do, let us do it all to the glory of God. Father, now you minister to that one that may be discouraged, that one that may feel like giving up. Father, give them that push that they need to continue in the work that you call them to do. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, it has been an honor and a blessing to have been on the line with you today on the broadcast. And we pray that God will continue, amen, to encourage you and strengthen you. We thank God for our caller that called in today. We say, God bless you. We love you so much and we appreciate you, amen, for just supporting the work of the ministry. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your prayers. Amen. We would ask that you continue to pray that the will of the Lord be done. Now, in closing, I would like to say, amen, that my book, The Dawning of a New Day, amen, is now in ebook form, and we will be putting that link up pretty soon. You can order that by on our website. We thank God for what God is doing. We just encourage you to go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. If you'd like to leave a prayer request, please do so. Praise God. If God, amen, puts it on your heart to drop us a line, praise God. Just let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. We want you to do that. Amen. I see that my time is gone. on for this evening. We will be with you again on in the morning. Amen. And we'll continue this great teaching on fivefold ministry. Amen. We want you to have a blessed time tonight. Amen. We want you to stay encouraged. Amen. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that He has your best interests at heart. Praise God. And God is making us after the image of Christ. Amen. We want to stay, amen, in the will of God. I want you to stay blessed and know that God loves you. He cares about you. Amen. He does have your best interests at heart. And He's working things out for you, beloved. Continue to trust God. Continue to hold on to His hand. Do not give up. Don't look back. Don't go back. But keep your face, amen, as a flint, and be determined to obey the Lord. Until we meet on our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will continue to bless you and keep you in His care. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.